It's a Dog's Life, a romantic comedy with a canine sidekick. Written by Dale Mayer. Narrated by Shayna Somerville. This book is dedicated to my mother. It's the perfect story for her. Prologue. Wind whistled through the open door of the garage. Moonlight danced across the broken lock. Troy loved it when people took off for the holidays and left their houses wide open and inviting. Like this. Sure, a lock had been on the door, if that's what you'd call it. He hadn't even needed to tinker. His crowbar popped it in seconds. The owners had been gone exactly 3 days. Idiots. They'd forgotten to stop the newspaper. He'd be in and out in no time. If they had some good stuff, he'd come back a second time. Great neighborhood, rural and small. It worked for him. He'd been working this 10-block square for 2 months now. The next couple blocks were a goldmine of opportunity. Easy pickings. Hadn't these people heard of alarm systems? Not that he couldn't deal with those, too. But tonight's job was a joke. No dog, no alarm, no locks worth a crap. In and out, and then on to the next one. Hard times had struck the small town. Not only were the regular owners of this house absent, but many deserted houses were all around it. People who couldn't make their payments, who couldn't sell their houses, had walked into the bank and had handed over the keys. Only the bank couldn't get their money back because they couldn't sell the places either. No one came out ahead on those deals. Except Troy. He did some demo work and stripped out what he could. Always a market for scrap. Tonight, though, he was looking for the good stuff. The easy money stuff. Cash, collectibles, electronics, jewelry. Anything and everything he could carry out and could sell fast. The neighbors had a dog. Yet it didn't seem to give a damn. If he crossed into its yard, then maybe. As it was, Troy had enough to keep busy for tonight and maybe tomorrow night, without going close to the indifferent dog. A tiny one-bedroom bungalow was in the next block. The cutie lived there. Troy didn't know her name, but he'd caught sight of her one night while casing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?